CEO of MyPillow, I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discount. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, January 8th, 2026 edition. After Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem called the deceased driver a domestic terrorist and said ICE agents were entirely justified in their actions, well, immediately, the far-left Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz framed the tragedy as entirely the fault of ICE for provoking the situation and then, quote, overreacting, end quote. New York City's new socialist communist mayor, Zoran Mamdani, went so far as to call it flat-out murder. Videos of the incident have flooded social media as both sides tailor their interpretations to fit their narrative. One of those recordings purports to show the self-proclaimed wife of the victim, good domestic terrorist, actually, videotaping the entire incident and cheering on her, quote, spouse, even as the tragedy struck. They actually have now a video from somebody who was kind of far away directly from the actors videotaping it. The wife of Renee Nicole Goodman, the 37-year-old Minneapolis shooting victim who attempted to run over an ICE officer, appears to have been outside the vehicle filming her wife blocking the ICE vehicles. She's seen wearing a flannel shirt, walking around the vehicle, and actually videotaping the whole thing. After the shots were fired and Good obviously was dead, the vehicle rammed into parked vehicles, eventually landing on a telephone pole. She's seen running, screaming at the vehicle. Although authorities have not verified the video, the above poster on the Twitter X account accurately describes what is shown, even though he does not describe the screaming and horror of the moment. Again, she's seen wearing a flannel shirt, walking around the vehicle and recording ICE officers. She later returns back to the vehicle to check on Renee. Afterwards, she tells a nearby man, "That's my wife." When he asks if she knows any of her wife's relatives she could call, she responds, "We're new here. I don't have people. I can't even breathe right now." Question was, why was she outside the vehicle filming while her wife was blocking ICE officers? Well, in the video, you can actually hear her say, "Get out of our neighborhood." Well, meanwhile, in another vehicle that can be seen on New York Post's website, what appears to be the same woman can be seen crying in the aftermath and lamenting out loud that it was her fault. According to the outlet, the woman was seen in numerous other clips from before and after the deadly incident and had been seen closely following federal agents and filming them earlier in the day. A blood-covered woman who identified herself as the wife of Renee Nicole Good hysterically blamed herself for her partner's killing at the hands of the ICE agents in a very gut-wrenching film footage. The woman was filmed distraught, sobbing just steps from Good's wrecked car in Minneapolis Wednesday morning. As a neighbor who heard the commotion came out and asked her what happened. The woman said through sobs, "I made her come down here. This is all my fault. They just shot my wife." Well, I guess you motivated your wife to do what she did, and now she's dead. Well, others are looking at it with a little bit of a different perspective. It seems like with many of the anti-ICE protests that are happening across the nation, demonstrators appear to treat the whole thing as some sort of a game, a challenge, a badge of honor. However, one thing they're not understanding, ICE is not playing around. And sooner or later, a tragedy like this was bound to happen. The whole thing could have been prevented if the two women hadn't tried to thwart a large crew of heavily armed officers from doing their jobs. But this is what the endless leftist violent rhetoric has brought us. Governor Tim Walz, at a commencement as a speaker addressing graduates of some school, I don't know if it was a college or university or what it was, called Donald Trump basically Hitler, stating that his masked ICE agents are the current present day Gestapo, telling him that they are not welcomed in Minnesota. The mayor of Minneapolis saying the same thing over and over and over, inciting the people to protest these ICE agents. Well, here's a question that one of the influencers on X asked. Is there a single Democrat who has come out and said that in light of this shooting, activists should avoid confrontations and provocations against ICE agents? Just one. Name me one Democrat that has made that statement. Avoid confrontations. Don't throw stuff at them. Don't break the windows in their vehicles. And surely, don't try to block the street with your vehicle, preventing them from driving down a public road. The ICE agents, officers, approached the vehicle. The one guy tried to grab the handle of her door, the right hand on the door handle. While the window was down, they were talking, conversing with her. He reached inside and tried with his left hand inside the door to unlock the door as she backed up and then punched it forward, paying attention probably more to the guy on her door side trying to get inside the vehicle to remove her out of it without looking at the fact that she was driving right at another ICE agent. And oh, by the way, the guy that she was driving her vehicle toward in Minneapolis back in June of 2025, this past summer, was dragged by a vehicle in Minneapolis. Sustaining injury, having to go to a hospital, staying in the hospital a few days while he recovered from his injuries, and then taking time off. This is the guy she was driving toward. Do you think there was some PTSDs happening in his brain at that millisecond? They dragged me down the street in a vehicle, on a vehicle. Now the woman's coming right at me to run me over. Split second reaction. Trained, pull your gun and eliminate the threat. And he did. And Modami, the communist socialist Muslim New York City mayor, is going to call it murder? These people are absolute idiots. They are so mentally deranged with Trump derangement syndrome. It's literally taking over and consuming their brain. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, ICE isn't stopping their activities. I got a couple of text messages. Greg O'Neill, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And the thing of it is that you have to understand. Yes, Tim Walz, you're absolutely right. This all could have been avoided. Not by ICE leaving Minneapolis, not leaving Minnesota, by you and the mayor of Minneapolis, Fry, shutting down your rhetoric. You guys are the ones that incited your citizenry to go out and protest and block and throw things at ICE agents. You're responsible. This death is on you. This is all on you guys. And let's see if J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, keeps his crap up. And the mayor of Chicago. Let's see if you guys keep emulating Walz and Fry in Minnesota. Somebody could end up dying in Illinois or Chicago as well. You got to stop this rhetoric. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages coming into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys and your thoughts. Rod Wheeler says, Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, in an interview said that he is calling up their National Guard to fight the ICE agents. Let's see if the guardsman follows the governor's orders. The guardsmen fully are aware that these are federal agents being directed by the President of the United States in his Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. Now, many of our listeners have been former military. Some of you may be still active in the Guard. I don't know. But I got a very simple question. If this was happening in Michigan, let's say ICE agents were going into Detroit, Flint, wherever, removing bad people from Michigan, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer called up the Michigan National Guard, do you think our guardsmen would follow Whitmer's orders and stand and fight against ICE agents here in the state of Michigan? I don't think they would. They took an oath to the Constitution, the state of Michigan, as well as the U.S. Constitution, when they became military, when they became guardsmen. But sometimes you don't necessarily have to follow orders. We all remember that Democrat video. Slotkin, others, Democrats, telling the military you don't have to follow unconstitutional orders. Well, it goes both ways, people. And I'm sorry, but if these guys are federal agents, federal officers, sorry, I'm not going to fight, Walz. I don't think it's, you know what? Let's see what happens. I would be totally surprised. But the bottom line is very, 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 very simple. Why would you, as a citizen, go up against an agent who is standing there with firearms, mace, all these other abilities to basically take control of you? Why would you not follow their orders? Why would you not go, okay, you know what? This guy is telling me to get out of my car. I think I need to get out of my car. Don't throw that brick at my vehicle. Whatever, when they tell you to do something, you better do it. because it's not going to end well for you. This is amazing, absolutely amazing what's going on. And then Tim Walz, the governor, yesterday in one of the press conferences where he was talking, says he doesn't know what to do because he's never seen a state at war with its federal government. Well, obviously, you don't know your history very well, do you? So we'll continue to follow this story. We'll see where this goes. But it's just amazing how the left is trying to justify this woman's actions, using her vehicle to do what she did, and then blame it on the ICE agent as being murder. You should have listened to what the officer said when he said, you know, put your vehicle in park and get out of your vehicle. She'd be alive today. Absolutely would have been, would not have been shot had she listened. So it's going to be amazing, absolutely amazing to see where this goes. According to Kristi Noem last night, ICE isn't backing down. They are going to continue to remove the bad people from these areas. And there's even more ICE agents coming online. Vice President J.D. Vance was on with Jesse Waters last night. He said they've absolutely have recruited and are training more ICE agents that are coming online. There'll be even more ICE agents out there getting rid of these people out of our country. So we'll continue to follow this story. We'll continue to watch what's going on. I got probably 4 really good stories out of Lansing that we're going to get into here in the next hour. Do you have any comments or any text comments you'd like to text into the show? The text line 231-360-5140. Store that number in your phone as Trucker Randy. And if you've never texted me before, give me your first name and city where you listen to the show and send me a comment. Greatly appreciate you guys very, very much. And we've got a good show lined up. We've got this stuff coming out of Lansing is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I can't believe that some of these stories, well, let's just leave it at this. I can't believe the agenda that we're looking at here in 2026. Very, very interesting. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work.